TV off for top news anchor.
He has lost a lot of credibility.
Jon Stewart's Real News shakes late night.
There's no doubt he's leaving at the top.
Family mourns American hostage.
She had a quiet, calming presence. She was a free spirit.
Did Little League champs cheat?
It's just a matter of integrity and dignity, and it's just awful.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, millions of viewers and millions of dollars are in the balance with the bombshell news about two familiar faces on television. First, NBC took action against nightly news anchor Brian Williams for his false claims about an incident while covering the Iraq War. Live to CBS's Heather Bosch.
NBC News has suspended Brian Williams for 6 months without pay. The move follows a recent story in which Williams thanked a soldier who helped him during the Iraq War.
When the helicopter we were traveling in was forced down after being hit by an RPG.
It's important to get the facts right.
That's Army veteran David Luke, who flew the mission and didn't see Williams on the chopper that was hit, something Williams was forced to acknowledge.
I want to apologize.
Even so,
this is a black eye for journalism. It's certainly a black eye for television journalism.
GW media professor Frank Sesno says he's surprised Williams wasn't fired. NBC's chief executive says Williams' actions were inexcusable, but he deserves a second chance.
Well, Jon Stewart has played the news for laughs on Comedy Central for 16 years.
This is The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Becoming a cultural touchstone in the process. Last night, Stewart put aside the fake news and sharp satire for a real announcement. He's leaving later this year.
This show doesn't deserve an even slightly restless host.
He didn't say exactly what comes next.
I'm going to have dinner on a school night with my family, who I have heard from multiple sources are lovely people.
Bill Carter covered television for years for the New York Times.
He is second only to Lorne Michaels in creating comedy stars from his show. If you think about Colbert and Carell and all the other people who've emerged from that show.
For Comedy Central, it's the second time in a year the network has had to replace a major late-night star. Stephen Colbert left his show last year to move on to the CBS Late Show. President Obama says the death of U.S. hostage Kayla Mueller won't change his policy of not negotiating with ISIS and other terrorists.
Just as a general rule, what we don't want to do is make other American citizens riper targets for the actions of organizations like this.
In a BuzzFeed News interview, the president praised the 26-year-old Mueller, who died while in ISIS hands, as a humanitarian. In her hometown, Prescott, Arizona, Mueller's aunt read from a letter Kayla wrote to her parents.
I have come to see there is good in every situation. Sometimes we just have to look for it. And right now, that's what we're all trying to do.
CBS News has learned the intelligence community believes Kayla Mueller was given as a bride to an ISIS fighter during her captivity. Intelligence officials say the U.S.-led air campaign has apparently not hurt ISIS recruiting. A new estimate figures 3,400 people from Western countries have joined extremist groups. 20,000 have joined from all around the world. In Australia, two men suspected ISIS sympathizers have been arrested for allegedly planning an attack there. Now to Yemen, where the uncertain security situation has forced the United States, Britain, and France to close their embassies in the country. CBS's Cammie McCormick has more from Washington.
In announcing it was suspending operations at the embassy in Yemen, the State Department also issued a travel warning, urging U.S. citizens to leave the country. It called the instability and ongoing threats extremely concerning, but Pentagon officials have said counterterrorism operations against Yemen's al-Qaeda affiliate will continue.
Millions of people have come to know Chris Kyle from the portrayal of him in the blockbuster Iraq War movie American Sniper.
I'm willing to meet my creator and ask for every shot that I took.
And today, in a courtroom in rural Texas, opening statements in the trial of Eddie Ray Routh, the ex-Marine accused of killing Kyle. CBS's Mark Strassman is covering.
His lawyers have said they plan to say essentially that Routh was deeply disturbed and that he really should not be held accountable as an ordinary person, a mentally sane person, because of his condition. Prosecutors are going to say something very, very different. They're going to say whatever his condition is does not justify or explain what it is that happened in the gun range that day, that perhaps 20% of people have some form of mental illness, and most of them don't do the things that Routh did.
Kyle's wife is expected to be among the first to testify for the prosecution. The Obama administration is making drawdown plans in the West Africa Ebola zone. CBS's Pam Coulter is in Washington.
The president will announce he will bring home most of the 1,300 U.S. troops deployed to fight Ebola in West Africa by April 30th. About 100 U.S. military personnel will remain in the region to help with the ongoing effort.
Most of the troops have been working setting up new treatment facilities. An inner-city team from Chicago that won the U.S. Little League title last year is under investigation amid new allegations that some of the players were ringers from the city's suburbs. The Nevada team that lost to Chicago's Jackie Robinson West in the final complained. So did another Illinois team run by Chris Janes.
JRW's boundaries are very specific and do not extend into any suburbs.
A similar Little League inquiry last year cleared the team of any wrongdoing. Well, kill switches are being credited for a sharp drop in smartphone thefts in three big cities. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
In San Francisco, where smartphone theft accounts for half of all crimes,
we immediately saw a modification in the behavior on the street.
District Attorney George Gascon reporting a 40% drop when manufacturers installed switches that can disable the device remotely if it's stolen. New York's pilot program brought a drop of 25%, London's 50%.
We knew that this could be fixed, and it is being fixed.
With more than 1.5 million handheld devices stolen each year, several states are now moving to ensure kill switches are hardwired into all smartphones. Steve?
Apple set a new Wall Street mark yesterday, the first company to be worth more than $700 billion based on stock value. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is worth $485 million, fifth largest lottery prize in U.S. history. These Connecticut players are playing their numbers and dreaming their dreams.
Helping family and friends, investing a portion of it.
I need a new car, and that's the only thing on my mind right now.
In a new study, an education group looks at geography, race, and graduation rates. Here's CBS's Allison Keyes.
Schott Foundation President and CEO John Jackson says some of the largest gaps in the high school graduation rate of white and African-American males are in the Midwest.
30% in Ohio, 26% in Michigan.
Jackson says part of the problem is that students of color are suspended more often.
Black males in particular are suspended at 4 times the rate of white males.
Jackson says you can't educate students who aren't in the schools, and Black and Latino students need academic and social support to succeed. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Sounds like the start of a bad joke. A mobster, a priest, and a Stradivarius violin in a Chicago courtroom. But the trial starting there today is no joke. A prison chaplain is accused of trying to help an imprisoned mobster recover a violin believed to be worth millions from an old Wisconsin home. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.